God bless you, friends and family. Today I switched on you. I thought that I was going to use the version, the easy version. But I think I'm going to go with the NLT, which is actually my favorite version. And so I'm going to do James 2 out of the NLT. Once again, I will discuss some of it and shed light on some of it. And some of it, I will just spoke it as James did. So this chapter, James chapter 2, starts with a warning against being prejudiced. He says, "My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and they have expensive jewelry on, and then another comes in who is poorly dressed and in dirty clothes. If you give special attention to a special attention and a good seat to the rich person who's looking all good, dressed up all fancy, but you say to the poor one, 'You can stand over here or else sit on the floor.' Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives?" And then in verse 5, James goes on to say, "Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal law as found in the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself." Yes, the royal law. "But if you favor some people over others, then you are committing a sin. You're guilty of breaking the law. For that person who keeps all the laws except one is just as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws. For the same God who said, 'You must not commit adultery, he also said, "You must not murder." So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you have already broken the law. So whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to other people. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you." Then James goes on to speak about faith without God, or faith without good deeds, is dead. And it is. You've got to have faith in order to please God. And faith is an action word. So if there is no action backing up what you call your faith, in other words, there are no good deeds, then it is dead. "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, 'Goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well.' But then you don't give that person any food, you don't give them any clothing. What good does that do for that person? Faith by itself is not enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and it is useless. Now, someone might argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But this is what I say to you. This is what James says. How can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. I'll make a note here. I used to use an analogy in regard to that and say, you know, I could tell my husband all day long that I loved him, and yet if at the end of the day I had not ever had any deeds or actions or even kind words that actually showed I loved him, then it would hardly be believable, would it? So what you say and what you do basically go together. James said, you say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish! Can you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? So his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scripture says. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we're shown, to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. There is no way that you could say that you have faith if you don't have actions to back up those words that you're saying. As we close here, we're going to close with the story of Rahab the prostitute. She's another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions, and then she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. And just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without works. That is not any part of that is hard to understand. If you don't have some works in your life, in other words, deeds, and actions that show you believe in God and you're obeying his word, then you don't have faith. You're just fooling yourself. I'm going to close there, and I'm going to go ahead and try to finish the book of James.